Hi, I'm Deborah Solomon at the Guggenheim Museum. I'm here at the retrospective of Carrie Mae Weems, a 60-year-old African-American woman who has never had a retrospective before, but is well-known and well-regarded in the art world. Her subject has always been race, and she explores it with a subtlety and intelligence and even narrative texture that sets it apart from what we might think of as some of the more shrill work about race. And I think the question she's always asking is, where can I enter? Where, as a black artist, can I enter art history? Where can I enter the world? She's mainly a photographer. She has worked in other media, including video and film, but I think of her mainly as a black and white photographer who came of age the same time as Cindy Sherman and shares with Cindy Sherman a devotion to staged photographs that explore questions of identity. In one photograph that I particularly love, she is standing in front of the pyramid at the Louvre by herself, and you feel at once her exclusion from art history and her desire to enter it. In one wonderful series called Not Manet's Type, Weems poses as an artist's model, lying in a bed with a brass headboard, lamenting the fact that none of the great masters have had use for her as a model. She didn't pose for Manet, presumably because she was too large and black. Picasso, she claims, used her, and Duchamp never even considered her. Some of her photographs almost feel like short stories. They take you from one moment to the next, and they might explore a moment as intimate as a woman sitting at a kitchen table with a Budweiser and a cigarette discussing with her boyfriend whether or not they believe in monogamy. She has a unique ability, I think, to meditate on the large themes of history, such as injustice, while exploring tiny moments that add a lot of humanity to the photographs.